This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Around 110 more workers at Western Illinois University will be receiving layoff notices within the next week. The university says these are non-instructional workers who will be given 30-day notices. President Jack Thomas says the layoffs will last at least through the end of the fiscal year on June 30th.
If things get better, we are hoping to call some of them back, if we can.
Thomas says those laid off could include civil service, administrative, and clerical employees, basically anyone who's not a teacher. Thomas says some cuts could be avoided if unions agreed to furlough days.
We are still negotiating. The various groups are negotiating. And as we've said throughout this fiscal year, we've been very hopeful. But we have not gotten anything at this point.
If you were to get something from one of those groups, would it reduce the number of people you need to lay off?
Absolutely. Every little bit will help us to offset the cost and the funding that we're seeking at this point.
Thomas says more than 500 non-union employees are already taking either furlough days or pay reductions. He says that will save around $1.5 million the remainder of this fiscal year, but the school's goal is $4 million. That's in addition to its goal of reducing spending by $20 million over the next two fiscal years. Western and other public universities in Illinois have not received any money from the state this fiscal year, which began 9.5 months ago. Thomas says the state is jeopardizing its higher education system. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.